what college coaches are looking for. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 158. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, podcaster, author, and speaker. Welcome aboard to this summer recruiting series. And we've been going at it since June. Here it is. I mean, we are over halfway through August, and summer is coming to a close, and maybe for you it already has. You're already in season, and you're in school. Summer is behind you, and we're coming to a close on the summer podcast series. This episode is something that I wanted to deliver at this time because you may be relaunching your scholarship pursuit, your recruiting pursuit, and I want you to know what college coaches are looking for. Keep that in mind, and we're going to go through some things that will help you as you dive into that. First of all, let's go ahead with our Athletic Scholarship Playbook Tip of the Week. I chose this because of the topic of college coaches and what they're looking for. What to say when you talk with a coach? How do you as an athlete engage with a coach in a conversation that can be kind of daunting, might be even frightening? This is a big deal for you. But if you can go in with some things in mind, including these things that you want to talk to a coach about, then it'll be a lot easier. This comes from page 81, some suggested conversation topics. Let the coach know how you're doing in your sport, if you're competing at the time also. Second, ask your questions about the program, the school, the team, the coaching staff. Jot down a few questions in those areas, a couple questions about the program, the school, the team, the coaching staff. Third, ask them what the team's needs are. What are you looking for? Find out if you're going to be a good fit. Fourth, what are the team's strengths and weaknesses? That'll be an interesting conversation. That question may be something that you have secondary questions, follow-up questions too, but you want to know what the strengths and weaknesses are of the team. It shows that you're interested in that program. You're not just throwing yourself out there, and any coach that wants to recruit you, you're saying yes, you really want to make it a good match. And then finally, you can ask him about his coaching style and coaching philosophy. Yeah, coaching style and coaching philosophy. Think through a couple of questions that you can have along those lines. That's from page 81 of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I've had that out for 2 years now, and you can get it on Amazon in Kindle, also paperback, as well as audiobook. Let's dig in to this week's topic of what college coaches are looking for. Oh, they're looking for a lot of things. And I'm not going to give you 10 things. I'll do like I always do. Three. I usually give you three or five. I don't think I've ever done four or two, but I give you three. They say that's easier for people to remember, and hopefully you do. Whether you're the athlete or the parent, keep these in mind. Parent, you can steer your son or daughter. Athlete, you can take the initiative on these things. You know, last week we talked about working as a team this fall, as parent and athlete, working as a team. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, go back and listen to that, because believe it or not, I have three things to share with you about that. Go back and listen to that. And as you continue together as a team, it's good for parents and athletes to know these three things of what coaches are looking for. I don't want to miss the obvious. The first thing is talent. Coaches are looking for talent. You can have all the other qualities that make you a well-rounded athlete, well-rounded student athlete, but if you don't have the talent, let's face it, you're not going to get recruited. I've said over and over again for the last, I don't know, since 2002 when I started this thing, is if you can compete at the next level, you can get an athletic scholarship. There is athletic scholarship money available for you if you truly can compete at the next level. If you've got the talent to compete in college, there are opportunities at all levels, even JCs, which are a pipeline to four-year schools, and they offer scholarships at many of those. But coaches are looking for talent. You got to deal with that. You need an honest assessment of your talent. When you get coaches responding to you, or maybe ones that respond and give you a negative, ask them why. You know, why aren't I a good fit? Coach, really be honest with me. Where do I need to get better? This is a gift. I mean, to have a coach tell you that, you're saving yourself a lot of time and heartache, and you're able to make adjustments for the future. You know then where you may have to spend your time. You may have to get a hitting coach, a pitching coach, a running coach, a swimming coach who comes alongside of you and makes you better in that area that will make you a better recruit for more programs. Talent is number one, of course. Didn't want to leave that out. Secondly, coaches are looking for heart. They're not just looking for a talented athlete. They're looking for an athlete that's going to make a difference in their team, not in competition alone, but also with other players. They're looking for leaders. They're looking for dedicated athletes, student athletes. You know why? Because competing in college takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort, and it takes heart. When you think about it, 4 years, you've got to really love your sport to compete for 4 years in college. You're going to have a lot of ups and downs. You're going to have to give up some things to be able to compete. For me, I loved it. I mean, even in the off season, I loved it. I couldn't wait to get started in season, but in the off season, I was dreaming about the season. And I was doing my weightlifting and strength and conditioning and all that, mechanics and some other things to prepare me for being in season. I loved my sport so much, my heart was in it. And that needs to be the same for you as an athlete. And parent, have that honest conversation with your son or daughter to ask them, is your heart really in this? Do you love your sport? Because if you are going to compete in college, you've got to love your sport. Division one, it's almost like in some sports, they own you. Division two, not quite as much. Division three is a little less commitment. And you want to go where the best fit is. If you're saying, you know, I really enjoy my sport, but I'm not going to give my life for it. I have heart, but I'm not going to give my life for it. Then D1 probably isn't for you. Maybe D2 isn't for you either. And you're looking at Division III. There's nothing wrong with that. Some of the best academic schools are D3 schools. But you just have to know where your heart is in all of this. Excuse me. This is live. Yeah. So talent first, heart second. And you show that by who you are in your conversations with the coaches and how you compete in your sport when they watch. The third thing the coaches are looking for is initiative. Initiative. They don't want to chase you around and treat you like a child. They want to treat you like an adult in this recruiting process. And also when you join their team, they can tell a lot about you, whether you are one who takes the initiative by how you handle the recruiting process. Do you just wait for coaches to contact you? If you have a school that's interested, do you sit around and just wait for them to make the next move? Or do you make the next move? Do you take the initiative? Do you feed them updates? Do you make phone calls? Do you send emails to keep that relationship going? That's just one way that you take the initiative. When you compete, do you take the initiative? How are you with your teammates? Are you an encouragement? Are you a leader? Are you there for them, not just for yourself? You'll be joining a team when you compete in college. Coaches love team players. They love those who take the initiative. Those who take the initiative are usually leaders. Leaders are often hard to come by. There's some programs that they don't have a leader, and the program suffers. The coach needs leaders on his or her team. If you take the initiative, you're showing that you are a leader. That makes a big deal. Athletic initiative while you're competing in your sport. Academic initiative by maintaining your grades, doing well, raising them if you can, taking the initiative to do that. Because coaches, when you get into college, it's going to be tougher academically. They need to know that you're going to stick with it and that you're going to be eligible in the long haul. They don't want you to take up space, become ineligible, especially if they're offering you money. They want to make sure that you as an athlete, as a student athlete, are going to be there and that you are going to do well academically to maintain your status. And then the third area I kind of touched on is relational initiative. How are you in the relationship with the coach as you're conversing during the recruiting process, communicating back and forth? How are you relationally with your teammates? How are you relationally with your high school or club coaches? Coaches are looking for those things. They're looking at those things. Talent, foundational. Heart, you got to have it. That's internal. Initiative, that's what you show when you're in competition and when you're in relationship with the coach, with your teammates, and as you relate to athletically, academically, and relationally. Are you taking the initiative? I want to close with initiative. I want to camp on this one for this reason. We're getting into fall season. This is the time of year that a lot of families just hit the ground running and say, we're going to do it. This is recruiting season for us, and we're going to make a difference here. We're going to get started, fresh start, push a little bit harder. This is the time where I encourage you, I beg you, take the initiative to contact schools. Take the initiative to revive relationships. Take the initiative to feed fresh information to schools, coaches that you already have a relationship with that have shown an interest. Take the initiative to become a better athlete. Take the initiative, become a better student. Will you use this fall to take the initiative? You've got to get things rolling. You can't sit around and wait for coaches to find you. You may be blessed right now in that you've got several coaches who have expressed interest in you and you've got communication going back and forth. That doesn't give you an excuse to sit back. You need to push. You need to push further. You need to find out more about the program, the coach. I mentioned earlier questions that you can ask coaches in discussion with them. You need to find out more about the school. There are so many things that you need to take the initiative on. So when you get to that finish line, you end up at the school and program that is the best fit. You always have to take the initiative. Never sit back, but move forward and do what you can to make sure you are the best recruit and you're doing the things that coaches are looking for. Well, that's it for this episode. I'll talk to you again next week. I hope you have a good practice. Maybe you have a good game or match. Perhaps you're off season and you're taking it easy. And maybe you're one whose school doesn't start for a couple more weeks. Any case, if you have a question, I'll say it again. As I said the last couple episodes, I'm taking questions because I'll be answering them in upcoming podcasts in the early fall. You reach me at John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. John at recruit-me.com. And remember, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a great step-by-step resource for you for the fall, available on Amazon. Go get it, read it, work through it, and follow through. Take the initiative. And remember, coaches looking for talent, heart, and initiative. Take care.